Starting in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is the emergency broadcast system. The CDC is advising that you stay in your homes and walk
all day. Welcome to the forthcoming podcast, where everything is forthcoming.
You'd think after so many months, Bobby would stop dancing after that intro.
Yeah, well.
It's Bobby, though.
That's right, everybody. We're back.
Yes.
Don't be surprised by Bobby's actions.
Yes. Welcome to the
forthcoming podcast.
It has been a minute or two since the last time we recorded.
More like two.
Or five or 20 or whatever.
No, I blame that. I blame that, Rona.
Well, the scamdemic, yeah.
That girl did not help.
Mm-mm. Because people working from home makes it more difficult to record. Because I don't like to have to Frankenstein all this stuff together.
But I have to say, as much as you Frankenstein the last one, despite us being three counties apart, it really went well.
Yeah, I guess.
I would have expected a little bit shoddier sound quality.
Well, I mean, look at your sound engineer. What can I say?
Great job, Ben.
Don't drag me into this.
I think we all know who that is. Not to toot my own horn.
Ah.
Ralph.
Bobby, there's a question that all our listeners want to know. How's your garage?
Not so much. After the last roommate, well, the only roommate that was down on his luck had moved in, I do not have a garage. And I am not happy about it.
That's a shame. I wish I had a soundbite of that when you told us on that one episode, I will park my car in my garage. That kind of sounded like Keanu Reeves, but I mean.
Yeah. That was my game plan, was to park in my garage.
We can always create that soundbite.
Yeah, I mean, I can go back to an old episode and pull it if I need to. I mean, if I really want to do that. But we'll see. So anyways, Bobby, what's up with you? What's happening?
A lot has been happening lately. I mean, not too much, but I still can't get motivated. I'm still tired.
Why are you tired?
I don't know. I wish I knew.
Do you sleep at night?
Somewhat. I toss and turn quite a bit. I don't sleep that well.
Can I give you some advice?
The COVID-15 probably hasn't helped either.
But can I give you some advice? What can help with that?
EO.
What?
EO.
EO.
Essential oils.
Well, that too. But more than that, it's called exercise. It's amazing. It gives you more oxygen. And when you do it, I mean, you get that energy, and then you're tired at night. I mean, I fall asleep just like that every night.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't do it right before you try to sleep, though.
No, I do it in the morning.
But I would like to be awake during the day and sleep at night. I'm tired all the time.
I know. That's why you get up in the morning. It does something in your brain and with the chemicals in your body.
Is that the endorphins or whatever you call it?
Get some flowing, makes your brain work a little better all through the day. I mean, the first week or two, you might be tired throughout the day.
How would you remedy being tired of a coworker?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Bobby, how do you remedy that? You work at home, that's
exactly.
It's nice that we're all in the office, that's for sure.
Listeners, do you have any suggestions for remedying being tired of a coworker?
Please let us know. forthcomingpodcast@gmail.com. And if there are complaints, we know who they go to.
Attention, Bobby.
Perfect.
Well, I almost had that remedied, though, of the bad coworker.
You had just got more bad coworkers. So.
It just didn't go in my favor.
No. You win some, you lose some.
Absolutely.
You got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them, or however that goes.
Absolutely. Kenny Loggins.
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Kenny Loggins.
Is that it?
It's Kenny Rogers.
Oh.
The gambler.
I got the Kenny right. So, yeah, the roommate, and I actually did my first major home improvement.
Major home improvement? What was the major?
To me.
You hammered a nail?
I hammered a lot of nails.
Oh.
How many fingers?
Had other people do it, but I painted a wall.
Are you serious? You can't hammer a nail?
No, I can.
Oh.
It's just my walls are concrete and...
Your interior walls are concrete?
Concrete and, what's that other thing called?
The block. You got a block house, right?
Block house.
Yes.
Do you have aluminum studs in your house? Or wood studs?
I think. Because I remember looking at the little opening that was by the plug, and I was trying to put a TV mount up.
How'd that go?
I missed the stud.
Did you use a stud finder?
I've got myself.
Okay. So question remains, and I think that's our answer. Thank you.
So I think you said you painted a wall or something?
I painted the long wall.
Did you take a long walk off a short pier?
Yes.
Oh, awesome.
I drove 2 hours to get a mirror.
I know. You saw a car on fire.
Yes, yes. I didn't realize I sent that to you.
Yeah, because I asked you where it was at, and then you said the city of plants, and we were like, why are you down there? And you're like, to get my mirror.
Yes, correct.
So?
Yes, I got my mirror. It's hung up. A little sentimental.
What kind of mirror is it?
It's actually from Disney.
I'm going to leave that alone.
Thank you.
I don't think the listeners are ready to go take the red pill on my
information
on Disney. You probably aren't either. So I'll leave that alone, because if you knew half the stuff, your eyes would be like bulging like in the cartoons. So.
Well, we're not far from that.
I'd like to take you sometime.
I will not go to Disney. All the stuff they're guilty of, no thanks.
So anyway, Benjamin.
Yes, Bobby.
How are you doing? It's been a hot minute or two.
Since what?
Since we've talked to you last.
We were just talking earlier.
Oh, my soul.
Excellent. Absolutely excellent.
It's been fine, except for a broken toe.
Hey.
An annoying coworker. But that's it.
Joel hasn't been that bad today.
No, he usually isn't.
Ben and I, we work well together.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm just saying. I mean, we're in the building more often than you are. We work well with you, too, if you come in.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, we work.
So I'm wallering around?
You're wallering around? What did you say?
Yeah, just forget that.
Okay, I will. I don't know what you were trying to say.
So, broken toe, bad employer, bad co-worker. Is that it?
Oh, excuse you. I mean, there's been lots of stuff. School's been out and back in.
School's...
Yeah.
For summer.
Pandemics, shutdowns.
Ooh, guess what?
What?
I hate you all so much!
I know.
Bobby, seriously?
Bro, that wasn't nice.
That's awful.
We don't say things like that about you.
Guess what's coming up?
What?
Benji's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's Saturday.
Saturday.
Nice.
Or tomorrow, depending on when we release this.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Depending on what?
When we release it, Bobby.
Yes, 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 yes.
Oh, yes, you understand now. Good.
So
I couldn't figure out what you were releasing.
Yeah.
I'd say the same about you.
On a brighter side, I got chickens.
Yes, and you and Mama, I think I saw a picture of you two with the chick in a stroller.
No.
Doing your walk.
Because I don't go anywhere with Mama, and Mama and I are not related, so... And we don't have a stroller for our chickens. Our chickens are still chicks. They're like 4 weeks old.
Your wife, Mama.
My wife, not Mama. Mama and my wife are two different people.
Yeah, debatable, but...
You know. Debatable to you, but not me. It's a known fact. Ask Ben.
I don't want to call her out.
Who, Mama? She's right over there.
No, the wife.
Call her out. I mean, I don't know what that's going to do. Yes. So anyways, we have four chickens.
Wonderful.
So, yeah.
Does your little girl like them?
Oh, she loves them. She named them, pretty much. There's four of them, so there's Big Mama.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, Big Mama. There's Cinnamon. There's...
Harambe?
No. That's not one of the chickens' names. Ruth, and then Napoleon. Napoleon is a little one. It's got Napoleon syndrome.
So, is she know that she's going to be whacking them and eating them later, or...?
Only if they're roosters. If they're hens, no. We're just using them for eggs.
You know that at some point they do stop laying eggs.
Yeah, and that's like 3 years on the line. And then there'll be chicken dinner.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Is she going to...
Well, the wife might have a hard time with it, but my buddy, I'm actually going over there on Saturday to, he's got a bunch of chickens and it's butcher day, so we're going to go over there and butcher some of his chickens. He invited me over, he's like, 7:30, coffee will be on, so I'm like, okay, I'll be there.
We know that, you know, they've got 3 years of laying eggs, but at times they, depending on the season, they do get molten.
Yeah, well.
So don't just kill them ahead of time.
Oh, if we get hungry, we will.
Okay.
I mean, it's free chicken.
Well, I think you had to pay for them, didn't you?
Yeah, but they were cheap. It's better than buying a organic chicken at the store. So, but I went down and picked up a coop.
You don't know what genders they are, do you?
They're supposed to all be hens, pullets, laying.
Supposed to.
Right.
But they're not always sexed. Yes. And my parents found out the hard way.
Yeah. We know that. So that's like I said, if they're roosters, I already told my buddy, I was like, if the roosters were going over to your house and they're, becoming a chicken dinner. So there's that. Anything else new with you, Ben?
I mean, not so much. It's just eating, sleeping, and paying taxes mostly.
Oh, yeah, that's awful.
So, well, I mean, it's been worse.
Joel, what about you?
Oh, there's the door. Who's at the door?
Oh, our special guest, Harambe.
Oh, hey Harambe. Hey. You didn't bring your mic.
No, I...
Mama wouldn't let him.
Yeah, the mic's at home, along with the other things that are in jars.
It's BYOM, bring your own mic.
You probably have to speak pretty loud, buddy.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. I just enjoy the company.
Oh, nice to see you.
Yeah, thank you. It's nice to be here.
So, what's new with you? Welcome to our humble little thing we do here.
Yeah, I enjoy this. I like this little setup you guys got going on here.
It's been a while.
So why haven't you ever joined us?
So I have this thing called a leash, and I'm kept pretty tight on it.
Isn't it more like a harness?
I'm muted a lot of times, by one or the other.
You gotta speak up.
So. But things are good. I look forward to
what?
Co-hosting one day.
What?
Oh, this show?
Yeah, absolutely.
You gotta pay in, buddy.
Pay my dues.
This ain't no free ride.
I want to know if Joel was aware of my nickname.
Your nickname?
Yeah, Harambe. I mean.
Yeah, we all know of it.
Yeah,
we all know what Harambe is.
So I'm a dead gorilla.
You're not a dead gorilla.
He's dead.
I know he's dead. You're not dead.
I know, but I'm a big silverback.
Hey, those things are pretty awesome. We'll be honest with you.
Well, yeah, they actually are. They're very.
I'm just saying. I mean,
and no fault of that gorilla's own. I mean, that kid was thrown in or fell into the pit. That's how he died. The gorilla.
Yeah, as a zookeeper, I'd have a hard time not making that call. You know, you gotta weigh like the liability or the money bleed from the lawsuit versus human life. You know.
Sure, and then just your emotional thing if you have to take in the life of the animal.
I have people skills. I am good at dealing with people. Can't you understand that?
I don't know if I could pull the trigger on an animal.
You ever been hunting?
I have, but I chickened out.
No.
Yeah.
I've never have. I'd like to go. But I've never been out hunting.
But you're going to whack a chicken tomorrow.
Well, not tomorrow. Saturday.
Saturday. Let us know how that is.
I will, definitely.
We want a full report.
No, I'll give you one.
You're going to have to defeather these things. I mean, that's an egregious process. That's going to be...
He's got a chicken plucker.
Oh, brother.
He has it all down. He's got a little farm, so...
I heard they boil in water and they dip them. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you boil them and then you put them in. It's got, like, rubber paddles and it, like, spins them.
So Joel, how are you?
You don't want to hear about it?
No.
So, next week, we got to record next week so I can give you the skinny on this chicken
and
business.
Yeah, if they record it, then we can do a play-by-play, I feel like.
I can put my action camera on.
Right. You can wear the GoPro, whatever, and then Robert can, and Bobby can actually go and...
Enjoy it,
and then
start a YouTube channel, and we could have some.
There you go.
Some voiceover on it.
And then I feel like it would only be right if we ate the chicken. And
so, what's new with you, Joel?
The chickens. Like I said, I had to go pick up a coop on Saturday. They barely fit on the trailer that I borrowed from my buddy. So it was a sight driving up.
Are we getting free eggs out of the deal?
I assume that you took Mama's car.
No,
you didn't take your car.
I didn't take Mama's car.
A trailer didn't go on that.
I didn't take Mama's car. I took my wife's car.
That's what I'm saying.
Mama is not my wife.
Yeah.
I don't know why you won't get that through your head.
What about Daddy?
Beg to differ, but...
Oh. Oh, man. Bobby, are you ready for your news?
I am.
All right, let's go. Here we are.
And now, news. Or headlines with Bobby.
So will it be news or headlines today?
A major headline.
Oh.
a major headline.
This better not be the Harambe thing. We covered that.
Yeah.
No,
that's
no,
been
no,
years
no,
ago
no.
anyway.
No. So all I have to say is, what's up, y'all? Cool cats and kittens.
Are we back to this?
We are. Guess who is now on Dancing with the Stars?
Guess who doesn't care?
Say it ain't so.
Carol Baskins. She is now signing up. So a lot of people are wanting to see what kind of animal print tights she wears every show.
You better
what are we
shut
do
your
on
mouth
her?
Before I shut it for you.
Partner goes missing. Now it's just Dancing with the Star. Not the Stars. I mean,
it's true.
Yeah. Very true. But apparently there's been several leads coming up because now that the family has put some money up.
You're way too invested in this. Way too invested.
It's a good show.
It's on the news.
I feel like it's a good show.
You watch the news?
Sadly, yes.
So you're being conditioned by the CIA?
He's CNN Maybe. Like clockwork, Bobby.
CNN?
No, that's fake news. Fake news.
Sorry, fake
news. Fox News is going that way, too, so.
Yeah. Oh, my soul.
You gotta watch Dan Bongino. That's where it's at.
Yeah, Dan Bongino. He's good.
Chris Cuomo? I just found out that he and Andrew...
Our brothers?
Yes, yeah. I didn't know that.
They're part of the Me Too factor. Yeah, you don't want to watch Chris Cuomo.
Mm-mm. Frito?
I thought Me Too was the female.
It is.
Oh, okay.
There was audio that just came out of Chris this week.
Was he one of them?
What?
Was he one of them bashers?
One of them bashers.
Female bashers?
Something. I didn't listen to
grotesque.
It.
Grotesque.
Yeah, very.
Yeah, he got some kind of heat. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what he said, but it was some audio or something.
Yeah, oh, my soul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's part of Me Too, yeah. You don't want to get your news from him.
No.
Oh, there's another place we don't want to get news from either.
Where's that? Bobby?
I don't remember.
He told me
that I started reading some story and... The
Onion.
I get my news from the...
I get all the news I need from the weather report.
I mean, that's true, too, because...
That is the major headline that I have.
Wow. You got anything else? That's it?
I do not. Ben, how's your segment coming along? I know that you've been working on it for... Months on end.
Mine's equally as good as yours. How about that?
Wonderful. What kind of story do you have today?
I got a story about an annoying coworker. He sits real close to me sometimes.
It was Facts with Ben, right?
Something
like that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Facts with Ben.
Anything else, Bobby?
Well, I don't think that would be talking about your annoying coworker with Harambe sitting right in front of you.
He knows about him.
Okay. Yeah.
He's very close to him, too, unfortunately.
Who, Ricky?
Yeah, maybe. Sure.
Yeah,
maybe.
Sure. Oh, boy. So what else is happening?
What are you thinking?
Oh, mashed
potatoes.
Would you like some mashed potatoes?
I want to hear about the neighborhood Gestapo up by you with the trash guy. What's the new umbrella? What's coming? What's up with that?
What are you talking about?
Well, didn't we have an HOA issue up with this one over here?
He doesn't live in HOA.
Nope. I refuse. I will buck the system.
So I don't know what you're talking
about. You're talking about shake hand?
Yeah. You had a trash guy issue, did you not?
That was Bobby.
That was Bobby.
That was the guy that walked up and wanted to shake hand with him?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
HOA's got an issue with Bobby. They have it out for him.
Well, they know him, right?
Well, I don't know.
Your current one? Are you getting fines? And...
No, he's not getting fines.
There was another issue.
Bobby set him straight, or...
What'd you do?
Friend set him straight.
So,
Daddy? Daddy did?
I did the... I hope that left a bruise.
This, Bobby, is why we need to record, because we have so much fun.
No.
We have our special guest Harambe today, which is awesome.
And he's been getting ready to get on his broom and fly out of here.
I'm trying to keep it PG, but it's very hard with the material you give me, Bobby. I feel like I'm trying to keep this very kid-friendly. And
I don't put anything in your mouth that comes out. That's the work of the devil.
We'll skip over that part.
Back to, this is going to be fun to edit.
This is going to be a mess.
Yeah, I have work cut out for you.
So,
I'll have to work my magic.
Ow, my soul. Doesn't work like it used to.
Yeah. So, what happened with your HOA, Bobby? This is news to us.
I'm trying to tell you.
Okay, good.
But you just keep on going, like, yap, and...
Bobby, you can tell us about the HOA or what?
So,
it's going to be a long story.
Yeah, just like your stories. That's why you couldn't do a podcast, because 30 minutes would turn into 4 hours.
Sadly, he's right.
So, I get a letter accusing me of having a sign upon review of my property.
How dare you?
Even though I keep a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful home.
Eh.
It's
beautiful.
Outside the garage.
So I stewed on it, and I called the lady out on it. Well, we can talk. I said, okay. Yeah, you're dang right, we're going to talk. So then I wrote a letter back. I took the letter that they sent me, ripped it in half, stuck it in the envelope, put my response in there, and it was delivered to the clubhouse.
You're savage.
Yes. And I pretty much said that I'm not one to be reckoned with. I'm not a homeowner to be reckoned with. I said, do you know what a stein is? And I put in there from Merriam-Webster what a sign was.
You use Merriam-Webster?
I Googled it.
You should have used the American Heritage Dictionary.
Yeah.
It's a much cleaner dictionary.
You weren't around to tell me that.
I could have told
dictionary,
you.
Dictionary, I heard, has a lot of great material. Urban Dictionary. Look at that one. There you go.
Yeah, just move along, guys. So, this is a good idea.
I digress. Go ahead.
So, I finally heard back from them, and they said, it must have been a mistake. Because I told them, I said, I want proof. I said, I want you to verify the address, and I want proof of pictures and or video, date and time stamped, of the incident that they reported. They couldn't provide that and said, I'm sorry, it must have been the wrong address. It was an honest mistake. I said, okay. I said, well, I don't want you to just talk to me willy-nilly. I said, I want a letter of apology on board letterhead.
It's so cute when you try to take control.
Telling me, you know it, that,
He has control.
I
don't think you can hear. Hear the sound effects that keep being played?
I can hear them. What I draw attention
please,
to.
Please, let me... Hold on, because Harambe wants to finish the story, apparently.
No, I just take issue with you. You said he takes control. It's cute. It does. It is very cute. The one thing you can't control is the...
outcome?
Go ahead and finish. I'll shut up. I'm only the guest.
We'll put a commercial in between.
Yeah.
Wonderful. As you work, go ahead.
It'll be for Anchor, not for Flipboard, because that one ran out.
Yeah. Well, we quit making money, didn't we?
Well, we still get it for Flipboard.
Oh,
or not Flipboard, but...
Anchor.
Or the old episodes, they still play, if anybody listens to them. I mean, out of our 9 listeners.
Oh, okay.
I
think 2 of them.
Did the HOA respond anymore after that?
Yes. I got an apology on letterhead.
Yeah.
They said it must have been a mistake, and...
Oh, that was cool.
So...
Yeah.
And I told them, I said, you have 1 week to reply, or I will find this case closed.
Maybe they don't know you.
They replied.
But not after you had to take down the post in the back and all the hard work. Remember, tell them about that part, because that wasn't fun either. Here we are out in the backyard. I'm watching Bobby.
Your wife's calling you.
Oh, I got to go. It's nice seeing you guys. This is where I exit stage right.
Harambe. Glad to have you, buddy.
Yeah, it was very good. I look forward to co-hosting again. Very good.
Epic fail.
All right.
Amen.
Thanks. Thanks for stopping by. Hey, see you tomorrow. Well, that's over with.
Bobby, you okay?
Your blood looks like it's boiling a little bit there. Looks like you're...
A little?
Yes. It wasn't us this time.
That poor janitor. I feel bad for him in a few minutes.
It wasn't us this time.
Because that son of a gun's going to get rooster-tailed.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
I don't know, but it sounds hilarious. Oh, nice.
So when your chickens get older,
yes,
you watch them, how their feathers in the back go, and they...
Oh, they already do that. They lift their booties up and...
Rooster tail.
All they do.
And it goes all over the place.
Well, they don't go all over the place. It's bigger than what it was when they were...
Let them hang around you a little bit more.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they're a little still.
Maybe have Ben come over. They'll pick it up.
Bobby, breathe. It's okay.
Yeah.
I'm in between you two.
We didn't do anything this time.
Barely at all.
That was Harambe that got you all riled up.
So, into the nose, and then out through the mouth. Wash, rinse, repeat.
It's okay.
What am I washing?
Forget it, Bobby.
Oh, man. You okay, Bobby?
Yeah.
Oh, just wonderful.
I'm glad that you stuck it to the HOA.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
You tell them exactly what you think.
I've been having an issue with a kid in the neighborhood that likes to fly around the corner.
You yell at them, so I'm surprised they ain't listening.
This is a like vehicular flight?
Yeah. Yeah. And he's been through like, and I've talked to the cops a few times, and they're very familiar with him. And one cop I talked to, he's like, because he drives a blue pickup now. He used to drive a yellow Cobalt. And one of the deputies I talked to, he's like, we were wondering how long that Cobalt would last. It barely fell apart. It was barely staying together last time we stopped him. So they knew exactly who the kid was. So I was like, okay.
I'll take that.
And it's been, and this is what's so irritating. It's like every night, every weeknight between 9:15 and 9:30, he comes down my road. He lives like on another street. And I don't know why he comes around the curve that I live on. And his car's loud. He's got a headlight out. But he just like, he goes around the curve and then he's already going pretty fast. And then when he gets to the other side, he like floors it. And you can hear it because it's an older pickup. So it goes, and it's a pretty good sound effect.
Is he going around the park?
Out of all that,
or is he coming in?
He's coming in from the park. And so I was actually talked to a deputy yesterday. He's like, oh, I'm going to be out there tonight. Wouldn't you know it? The one night the cop sits out there, he doesn't go by. I was so irritated.
It's always the case.
Always.
Well, unless they see him, of course.
Yeah.
There's nothing that can be done.
Oh, exactly. And I totally understand that. And I mean, all the deputies that I've talked to about it, they're familiar with him. And I told him, I totally understand. But it's like, you just got to do something because he's just, if you're outside, he'll like, if his window's down, he'll stick his head out the window and just kind of stare at you. It's the weirdest. The kid is just, I don't know what his issue is.
Maybe he's a few bricks shy of a barn?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think he has a foundation, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
This is the same kid that used to drive in the park. Take his Jeep. And he had an old red Cobalt. And he'd drive that through the park. Until we got with the Parks and Recs, and they put beams up so he couldn't get in the entrance, his car through the entrance.
Nice. What a maroon.
Yeah. Anything else to add, Bobby? I think we're going to wrap it up.
Ooh.
We're at 30 minutes, so.
Wow.
Yeah, Bobby, you're already running late getting home.
Yeah, I got 2 minutes to leave.
Why are you leaving early?
This is on time for him.
Oh, but it's still early. What time did you come in today?
I don't know.
It was after me, and I was here right at 8, so.
I know someone came in after me.
The band is usually here after 5, most days. That he comes in.
And so. I'm usually on the phone.
Mm-hmm. Likely story.
Sorry to bother you, wake you up.
Well, I want to ring that.
I don't know who that
chick's
was.
Neck.
Mashed potatoes?
No.
I don't know who it was.
Oh, I know who it was.
Is it?
No.
Oh.
So anyway.
All right. So any parting words, Bobby?
Well, hopefully we'll be back next week or the week after.
Next week?
Or the week after that.
Well, I
tried getting the sign lit up, but I think the batteries are dead.
Oh, yeah. We said at the beginning of the year we're going to do better, and we haven't. We have failed.
Like I said, we didn't plan on a pandemic.
It's the scamdemic, if you ask me. But
I call it the pandemic.
In like that. 63 days, it'll be over.
Yeah, pretty much. So any other parting words? Nope. Ben?
Be clean. Wash behind your ears. Bobby, you could take in that lesson.
Happy birthday, Ben.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, happy birthday. Early.
Some words of wisdom. Birthdays quit mattering.
Yeah.
Pretty soon in life, really.
Well, at your age, yeah.
Says the oldest person in the room.
Yeah. It looks the youngest.
That's debatable. Do you get carded when you go to buy spray paint?
Well, I mean, you
want to buy lottery tickets.
You look like you're only 50, so maybe that's what you mean.
Well, you know, when you're trying to apply for AARP, they got to make sure you're old enough.
AARP, you know.
I ain't scared of a good discount.
All that is to me is the noise an old man makes when he's getting out of a beanbag chair.
Yeah, that's great.
It's funny that he does have a beanbag chair.
Where?
I know, you're awful quiet.
Yeah, Bobby.
All right, so we're going to wrap it up. Again, you know how to get a hold of us. You can email us at forthcomingpodcast@gmail.com. Complaints, attention,
Bobby.
And if you're listening to us, thank you. It's been a while.
Thank you very much.
Stick with us. It'll probably be another 6 months before we get a record.
Please stick with us.
Maybe Ben and I will just take over the show.
Seven.
And, and then we are on Twitter. I haven't been on there in forever.
Forthcoming Pod 1?
Yeah, I think that's it. And Facebook is...
My Facebook?
I thought you started the Facebook.
Did I?
Bobby, please.
Yeah.
Just Forthcoming Podcast on Facebook.
Yeah, so... Huh. I don't think we ever post anything on there either, so... But anyways, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Good night, everybody.
See you tomorrow.
Did you ask Mama?